This man was tough and played in a tough era. Yeah. Zorba, interested to get his thoughts on a host of issues across the game of rugby league. Morning, Zorb.
Morning, Ray. Good morning, Jimmy. Can I reiterate what you just said about Quinton Pongia? I shared an office with Quinton for the last 2 years before I retired from the Seagulls last October. And he went through some terrible times in that period, but he kept turning up for work as a welfare officer there, and much respected.
Yeah.
We spoke a lot about his golden years in Canberra, and it was shocking to see him fade away to the point where he passed away this weekend. So, very sad.
Tragedy is misused a lot in sport, not on this occasion. It is so sad. So, again, condolences to all of Quinton's family.
And he was tough, you were right. This morning, you spoke about tough players in the game, and he was one, but there's been plenty of them, hasn't there? I remember as a young forward coming up against Kevin Ryan, and I didn't know why he was nicknamed Candos until I tried to tackle him. That was a brand of cement, I think.
Yes, it was.
He was, and then Noel Kelly in my second game, I made the mistake of collecting a Western Suburbs winger high at Pratton Park, and Noel come up to me and said, "I've got a story for you." And I thought, what a terrific bloke, because I've only just started at the Sydney Sun. And I said, "Yeah, what's it about?" He said, "It's about your funeral arrangements." And I was warned by Dick Thornett and Ken Thornett that I was playing at Parra at the time, that to not turn my back. And I managed to do that until about a minute from full time, and I was jogging to a scrum, and I felt this tap on the shoulder, and as I turned my head, I realised I shouldn't have, and I woke up in the dressing room.
Oh.
The heavyweight champion of Queensland had delivered another blow, but John O'Neill, who I played with, Terry Randall,
yeah. I was going to mention Terry Randall.
Jeff Toovey, pound for pound, one of the toughest of all time, little man, but played like a giant.
Fair call. Hey, Saul, we mentioned earlier, Jimmy and I, about the woes out at Penrith, and when a team gets into a rut like the Panthers are, how do they get out of it?
Well, I know you're hurting. They've now lost six games in a row. They are lucky. They are two wins from 10 games.
You're right.
They beat Newcastle 16-14. It was very, very lucky, but even luckier to beat the West Tigers 9-8. So they could be none from 10 under Coach Ivan Cleary. The entire team is out of form on what we know they are capable of. They are making schoolboy errors, colliding with each other under high kicks, lacking in any intensity. They're slow and predictable from dummy half. Cleary and Maloney are dying on the vine because of the slow service and the play the ball. I said after two rounds that Sione Katoa was slow and predictable at nine. I was wrong. He's snail-like. He is snail-like for an NRL. We saw on Friday night.
He got caught with a ball, didn't he?
With a ball at dummy half, just reaching around. He stands up and passes the ball. He's still in the side. Why? What price at the start of the season for Penrith to be two wins from 10?
Yeah.
And Nathan Cleary to have not scored 50 points in 10 games. Cleary has scored just 47 points. Top point scorer Latrell Mitchell is 115. 11 players of top 50, including Daly Cherry Evans, has missed the last three games. Ivan Cleary doesn't thrive when he's in the spotlight, and he's certainly under pressure greatly at the moment. I know his job is safe there at Penrith, but how safe are the officials that made some monumental decisions in the last 12 months?
It's a very expensive exercise when you've got a five-year contract and you're in year one of that if you want to make a change. I thought Ivan's press conference was a concern, given the fact he said, we have no answers. Even if you have no answers, you don't tell people.
You've got to give some.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not going to give confidence to anybody.
No one.
The players lack confidence.
Yes.
The fans are booing them off at half-time.
Yes.
And he's saying, I've got no answers. Well, mate, that's what you get the big dollars for.
That's right.
I like Ivan Cleary. This is the first time in his coaching career that he's really come under the spotlight for poor, consistent performances, and he has to find a way.
All right. Nathan Cleary, we heard from Wayne Bennett last night, who weighed into it and said, look,
Yeah, I agree with him.
You can't pick them. So who do you pick? And can I ask, who do you pick at right centre for New South Wales at this point, Zorb?
Okay, well, look, South don't lead the competition for nothing. So New South Wales should go for three of their brilliant spine for the Blues. Damien Cook at nine.
Mm.
Adam Reynolds at seven.
Mm.
Cody Walker at six. Mm. And for the right centre, I'd bring back James Roberts straight away. If he's not injured, I'd bring him back. If there's an injury crowd over him, I'd play Josh Morris to be safe. But I would go for Roberts, and I reckon that if Roberts plays in that blockbuster of a game, probably one of the best games of the year on Friday night, what a battle it was.
Yeah.
There were times when both sides were out on their feet, and Jimmy the Jet's speed would have been a massive advantage. I know they won the game, but they won it with a little meter run from or dive from dummy half from probably a great mid-season buy for them in James Seguiaro, because they've had problems at dummy half as well, but
they've
done something about it. He's been hitting the backside by a rainbow. Seabolt, to be able to get a player of that class after 10 weeks when their hooker goes down, and the hooker really would have had to face the fact that he was not what they wanted from dummy half. And he got spoiled last year with Damien Cook, don't forget. Hmm. And he wants a running dummy half. Seguiaro fills that bill. And I've got to say, the kid that he replaced in the game on Friday night, I thought he was outstanding for the Brisbane Broncos too. And he's a player, Jake Turpin, that they can use in a duo situation. And be much more of a threat.
As is their halfback, that little Ted, and he's going well. Hey, Zorb, so you're going with the South Sydney club combination. Where does that leave Luke Keary?
That leaves, unfortunately, he doesn't make my side. He probably will get in, but I can't see why you would split up Reynolds and the best 5'8 in the competition, I think, Cody Walker.
Mm.
Cody Walker has just been superb in every game this season. I think he's a must to be in the side now. If we're going to go on form, and that should be the only criteria. What happened last year, it's rubbish about last year. It means nothing. Form. That's what he picked it on last year. Well, go and do it again, Freddie. Don't put yourself in a situation you can't get out of and then have to make changes after round one. They are poorly out of form. They are the worst combination in the NRL just about at the moment. That's saying something.
Yeah.
They're coming last, and they're coming last for a reason. Sure, their forwards aren't firing, but they're not doing anything to get them out of it either.
Payne Haas get picked?
Oh, Payne Haas. He's going to be exactly that for Queensland in the fast-approaching Game 1 in State of Origin. The fans at Suncorp won't look forward to the damage that Haas can unleash in a sky-blue jersey. Blues coach Brad Fittler has to have penciled in the young forward as being ready for Origin after his, colossal performance in the Broncos' hard-earned 15-10 win over the Roosters on Friday night. What a game. He was outstanding. But another young player in the game perplexed me. How quiet was Lethal Luttrell down the left-hand side for the Roosters? He didn't look 100% to me. He didn't look happy. He didn't look as though he wanted to be there. And I hope the suggestions that there's some problems in the background with Latrell Mitchell at the Roosters aren't true. In talks of him maybe going to South Sydney, I find that would not be right. I'm thinking that it can't be right. But the way he played the other night, there was something wrong.
I hope that's not. A couple of weeks ago, we were lauding him as being the best player in the competition, and I still think he is.
What did he score? 20-odd points
exactly,
in a game.
Yeah.
And he just looked. But he just didn't look happy. I mean, the kid's on top of the world. He's
exactly.
One of the best players in the game. He's getting well paid for a game he loves. And he should be just out there smiling and doing his thing.
Exactly,
he didn't make a break. He didn't go looking for the ball when they were in trouble, when they needed him because they're down on troops. It's the sort of game that Luttrell can grab by the scruff of the neck, but he didn't do it.
Exactly. We've seen some great games this round so far, Zorb, and it started back on Thursday night, the Storm and Tigers, and I reckon the Storm have a new star.
Oh, don't they what? Mm. I mean, Billy Slater's one of the greatest fullbacks of the modern era, and it's unlikely the Storm will find a player of his status, but they have certainly found an explosive excitement machine in young Ryan Pappenhausen. Mm. He was simply brilliant at the back of the Storm against the West Tigers. His speed and acceleration in attack, but also in defence, where he cleaned up behind his in-goal area with just speed coming from 15 metres away in a split second to defuse situations. His defence is really good. He added plenty to Melbourne's attack. The try he scored was sensational. Just when we thought they were losing some lustre, they produced Pappenhausen, and the result of that is another very good fullback, and probably a fullback that was going to be in the position had he not been injured in the pre-season and early on, is Scott Drinkwater.
Yep.
He's looking for another club, and he'll be playing in Sydney next year. Young kid from Cherrygold, he's got all the ability in the world as well.
Where's he playing next year?
I don't know. I understand he's coming back to Sydney and wants to play with a Sydney club.
So where's he playing next year?
He'll be playing fullback somewhere.
All right, well, watch that one.
You're not letting Zob off the hook there, are you, Jim?
Well, it won't be at Manly if you think that. I mean,
no, well, they've got a bloke who plays fullback, don't they?
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
He's a player.
He's Jack DeBellin, the fallout. Mm. What's your take on it?
Well, I'm really disappointed in the Rugby League Players Association. They're a rusty rifle. What a pathetic support they have been to one of their own. Now, I've said from the outset, if DeBellin is guilty, he deserves to go and get the book thrown at him.
Yes.
In the lure of the land. Mm. But until then, he deserves the presumption of innocence.
Yes.
And he's got to have his day in court. And I thought that's what the Rugby League Players Association would stand for. I know the players in the game want to have that as one of their base marks, and it just didn't happen.
Yeah.
There was no support. He's been left to fight these serious charges on his own. We've read it's going to cost him a lot of money. Well, we all knew that would be. And he's still saying every time he gets the opportunity that he is innocent of the charges.
Yes.
We must allow him to have his day in court. What are the unions? What has his union done? His workplace union has done nothing to assist. Very unimpressed by the Rugby League Players Association boss, Ian Prendergast, in all this. I actually thought he was a better performer than is shown in this, and I'm surprised some of the senior players in the game that have a real pull in that association haven't pulled him into line and insisted that they openly show some support for another player.
Zappa this week. Oh, by the way, concur wholeheartedly. Zappa for this week?
Well, my Zappa for this week is going to be, I'm going to go to Mudgee, and I'm going to look for Mitchell Pearce to continue his great form.
Ooh.
I'm going to go for Newcastle to upset St George, and the fullback duel there between Dufty and Ponga will be special. Mm. So all the people listening in Mudgee, get along to Willow Oval today.
Yes.
And have a look at these two young, sensational number ones, worth the price of admission on that beautiful surface there. They will fly, the two little fellas. And down at I still call it Shark Park, I don't know what it's called these days, Will ScoMo Show. That's the big...
He might. Yeah. He might.
I reckon he might.
Winners are grinners.
Great friend to go and shake a few hands and smile. And Seagulls have won 15 of their last 17 games against Cronulla. That's a massive record. They're under strength, but they're playing with great heart. I think Desi's boys will take them with a start, and I'll give you a great show today.
Plus 4.5 Manly. Get your $1.90. And you're just going to go head-to-head, Newcastle?
Well, who's the start there, Newcastle?
Newcastle's got the plus 2.5.
Yeah, they've got the start.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking them.
Right, eh? Plus 2.5. I thought you might have taken them head-to-head at $2.10.
No, I think they'll win anyway, so we'll take the 2.5.
All right, take the 2.5 and we'll take the $1.90. Oh, now that we've cleared that up. Good on you, Zorb.
By the year, after 10 rounds, I'm going for Ryan Madison. Superb 10-match start of his career at the Tigers. Big, strong and versatile. Congratulations to the Tigers. They should be in the top four. They're the unluckiest side in the comp, but they're much improved under Michael Maguire.
Could be 7-3.
Yeah.
They're 5-5. Yeah. No. Well,
and Madison's been great.
Excellent. Excellent. Good on you. And as have you this morning, Zorb.
As always, Zorb.
Well done.
See you, boys.